Welcome back. Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming, where we ask the tough questions. Joined here by my buddies John, Joe, and Dace.
Hello.
Hello.
Shall we continue our discussion?
No, you know, I don't...
Probably best not to.
Probably best not to. You know, it's... and the world will never know.
For the best.
You know, outside of what we were just talking about. Oh, God.
We should have a whole third podcast.
That's just our pre-show banter.
Yeah, just pre-show banter. We've recorded and just slopped together.
There used to be a thing called hanging out. Before it was known as banter.
Now it's conversation. Just, now it's just bants.
I know that con word. We have content, right? Is this pre-content?
He's lost. He's too far gone.
You know how like Green. You know people talk about like being how people talk about like the modern and the postmodern time. We should have the pre-content and the post-content.
Post-content.
Like eras.
Fortunately, we're not post-content quite yet. But we can call this Greenbox Banter.
I say screw content.
You're right.
That's my hard take.
That's a different thing entirely.
Oh.
Right, yeah, that's a whole... isn't that most of the internet now?
It's very popular on the internet, but it's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. Dace, this is actually the first time we've... Dace, this is actually the first time we've gotten together since we did Unearthed, which
I cannot wait to hear.
Oh, it's good.
It was very good.
Fun.
It was very
excellent.
Good.
I thought a very well crafted single, two episode contained session.
So y'all finished the whole thing.
Yeah.
Joe
because
along
it was so good,
excellently, but and we were awesome. Also,
these guys were almost as competent as you guys when you played the Static.
Probably the
game.
Yes.
Shocking.
Probably the coolest I felt since Static as a character.
Yeah. That was good.
A little bit of spoilers, but like, it was kind of interesting in the fact that we didn't know who we were nor our stats, but Joe knew our stats, so we would just like try stuff and roll it. And we're like, oh, I guess we're shit at that. My character kept...
I guess we're not good at that.
But I kept...
Great mechanic.
One thing that happened, my character kept getting successes. I was like, I guess I'm really good at this. I'll just spam this one stat.
Yeah. Was it like you were just getting lucky instead of good?
No,
that was me.
It turned out I was actually...
Oh, you were legit good at that.
I was just getting lucky.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
No.
I've never heard of anything like that in any TTRPG before.
Yeah.
Was that your special source, Joe?
Your own character is a mystery.
I don't know if that was... I don't know if keeping you from your whole sheet is necessarily what the author intended.
Okay, so that's a Joe special.
I didn't know... So the author's... Again, I'll mention the author's name again. The author is A.D. West, who was someone who just like hit us up and was like, hey, I've got this one shot that I did for like an Operation Writing competition, basically. And just see if you guys want to give it a go, and that does not mean we can read every operation that people send us. Just saying,
send them. Joe reads every piece of content that you send him. Just keep coming.
He said it.
That legitimately makes me jealous. I didn't realize that it was. I thought it was like an art dream thing. I didn't realize it was like a homebrew from a listener. That makes me so. Next time we're in a bind, you just got to run it for me.
Right. Right?
Yep.
No,
yep.
Well, before you got, or I don't know if it was before you got on, but someone had said before we started recording, like, I think it was John, it was like, the rule should be from now on, like, yeah, if you miss a session, you have to write a one-shot. Like, that's...
Oh, fuck. Can cool. I get some leeway? That's the first time I missed a session.
No, it's no, retroactive.
Yeah, sorry. We actually voted on it when you weren't here. And
Brad's currently paying off his Hungarian trip. That's what we're doing. That's what this whole thing is for.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
a lot of
though.
Massages.
All
right. A lot of massages. It was very good, and it's like, but it's also excellent to get back and you know, we might be finishing up Remember to Forget, assuming that we don't go on
crazy
tangent today. By the way, I would be remiss if I did not mention the most important thing to the entire stream today. If you are with us live, you'll get to see this. Otherwise, head over to the subreddit. KT has once again delivered an incredible, incredible piece of art in the form of an 80s movie poster.
It's great. It's so sweet. It would be beautiful. Also, if we ever make this into, like, assuming we get her permission, into, like, some kind of manual, this would be great cover art.
Right. Yeah, this would be on, on the cover of our run of it.
Yeah.
Just fucking incredible. Like, the...
It's beautiful.
From down to, like, Natal... And I was telling Dace before the others were on, or before you were, when you were off camera, I had said to the others, like, hands down, Natalia, I think, is the best part of this. Like, it's just captured perfectly, like, what I had in my mind for Natalia looking like. It was so good.
I mean, I think, as a writer, she nailed what I thought Colton Thorpe looked like when he ended.
Right. You know,
whatever happened, that is, like, so well done.
Did you specify that he looks like Danny Trejo? Or was that
I think that's her inspiration.
No, that was her flavor. Also,
I mean, it's perfect. It fits.
That was Odin. Also, that's her version of Odin. Yeah.
And also, I wonder if her inspiration for Terrence was the Baldwin guy from Usual Suspects. When he's in the lineup, he has a black collar shirt like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyone so good.
That? Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, but even like the bit at the bottom. You know, like this is what Brad was saying, like the movie poster bit where it says Greenbot's Gaming, friends, remember to forget. Original scenario for Delta Green, written, handled by Brad, played by Joe Desjardins, with the pills down there at the bottom. Yeah. Like, oh man.
And then it's like, it looks like, honestly, I don't know if this is what she's, but if in the bottom, that looks like a lake surrounded by kind of like land. So like the lake you went to.
Oh yeah.
The Waco Lake.
Oh, it's amazing. So good.
Amazing.
The car where we had our acid trip, the cow.
The poor cow.
My personal favorite detail are the pliers in Tyler's shirt pocket.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you so much, KT.
So good, KT. Every fucking time.
And the cat brain. We would be remiss if we didn't mention the cat brain.
Of course. But yeah. Awesome. So,
speaking of cat brains.
Oh!
Oh! There's a cat.
Is this Tauntaun?
Yep.
Yeah. Also, hopefully, Electric Monad. A spoiler on the subreddit, and you were spot on. Or madam.
Nice.
So we don't know about this. You can't talk about it?
No. I mean, after today, we can, but I commented on it. They were spot on with my inspiration.
Nice. Well, it's good to know that your writing is not that good.
Right.
You know, that it's predictable.
Contrived, some might say.
Contrived. Yeah.
Well, that's why I left a little safety net for myself, because I can just spin it as like a cheesy 80s movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not me. It was the 80s, guys.
Yeah, it was the 80s.
Useful.
Oh, man. Very nice.
All right. Y'all ready to do this?
Let's fucking go.
Let's do it.
All right. So... what happened last time, I believe, we picked up, you know, it was the end of Act 2, so there's this kind of like a, you are confronted by your handler, Odin, and it's like, okay, you've gathered what you're going to gather, let's, you know, put our brains together, what's actually going on here, and, you know, y'all started talking about things, discussing what you found, theories, And then at the mention of the Ark by Natalia, Odin transforms, or something possesses him into something else. Something that calls itself the Great Race. And you guys, it was kind of telling you, basically convinced you, like, that, I don't know, it was saying, like, it needs you and you need it, and it wants to help you find the Ark, and it tells you to, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it told you to head to Houston, right? That's where you got that, to go to Houston, yep.
Yeah.
To meet some allies there.
We were just like, you know what, Waco, it's just, yeah, it's not doing it anymore.
And just
go to the second best city in Texas.
And just as that happens, of course, the Himbaba bust through, get into a little scuffle while y'all kind of run slash try to fight it. I think Terrence goes back and tries to shoot his new weapon with it, hit it, stun it, but Odin dies. Police pull up. He has a bag of dynamite. The building explodes. You get to see the Himbaba with part, like, its face partly exposed, and it's like, it's not straight up Terminator, but you can see, like, there's metal underneath, but it also looks sort of organic, weirdly organic, and stuff is moving underneath it, so it's like this weird.
Oh, kind of, it's like, it's Darth Vader.
Yes,
this is Star Wars. It's Star Wars, guys.
It's Darth Vader. And what happens next is, you guys decide to run. Head to Houston. On your way there, you know, you stop, roll for some sandy from, you know, the violence. Terrence starts reading more of the diary you found at the bank, Noah Banking. You uncover some more stuff. You find a formula which makes you go temporarily insane. So now Terrence has a disorder of mental illness of sorts.
Tyler.
Terrence is your character, Jean, my bad. Tyler reads and develops a disorder. Y'all decide to make your way to Houston next morning. Y'all go to a gun shop, try to find some equipment. I don't know if y'all actually buy anything, but y'all decide to buy components of guns and try
we
to
had
make
a
your own
very,
gun.
Very productive.
And I think Natalia and Terrence kind of roll some sciences to see if you can make something, and Natalia fails, Terrence succeeds, so you have a gun that will work half the time that shoots like ball bearings tied by chains that's supposed to wrap around something and electrify them.
Electrified bolo. Yep.
That's right.
Okay.
This is accurate.
Okay. I don't know if I'm more impressed or ashamed. This is either brilliant or just absolutely.
I imagine
it worked on the cow
of that. Yeah.
Hell yeah, it did.
Well, it didn't electrify the cow, but I think
it worked.
Neither did it wrap around, but just the sheer force that was shot out of this makeshift.
It's like being hit by a tomahawk missile, but it doesn't blow up. It just hits you. It's
very slow.
Thus the cow on KT's poster. They killed the cow, RIP. Which, roll for Sandy. Killed Betsy.
Oh, Betsy. Violence. And all the Texans had a small little ceremony for her.
Too good for this world.
So, you know, you leave this poor small community on the way to Houston, minus a cow. And, you know.
We bought a pickup there, too.
Yes, you traded your... Did you cutlass for the pickup?
Yep.
Yeah, we bought the pickup and traded it.
All right.
This destroyed car.
And you come to this house in Houston, the address that was given to you by this entity, and it's like, I think I described it as like a large family home. It's in the middle of a neighborhood. It's not out in the sticks or anything. But it's kind of run down. Basically, think of the house they're staying at Fight Club, this big kind of mansion-esque, but it's seen better days. And this woman, probably mid-20s, answers the door. She has, like, an Afro combat boots on and, like, an army, like, not army vest, but like kind of like a tactical vest on, and she kind of greets you and says, you know, you finally decided to show up, and that's where we'll pick up.
This reminds me of the scene where you meet in Wolfenstein, where you meet the resistance fighters. Yeah. There's like the black woman with the big afro who like threatens to kill you like the second she sees you.
I haven't played that.
It's a very good scene. Like that's what that reminds me of. That's what's like in my mind's eye.
That's kind of what's going on. I mean, she'll leave the door open for you. She's like, come on in. If you look inside, it looks very much resistance counterculture. Like you have, you know, like around five guys down here
skateboarding on a half pipe.
Yeah, basically like that. You got the big 80s, some guy like with like big 80s spikes playing chess like some a vet, you know, like military buff guy, Che Guevara poster on the wall.
A real menagerie of people.
You see some guy like working on a light machine gun on a table. Some guy's coming back from the back room, and he's got like big a cart full of Molotov cocktails.
Right.
So like, this is kind of the scene that's going on here.
Yeah, it's just like there's like a guy with like a close cut military haircut, very serious, next to like a kid with a beret and a scarf.
Right.
And they're like
cleaning
guns.
Yeah.
And there's just an ashtray overflowing with butts
exchanging.
And the kid picks up the last one.
Right. She'll welcome you.
When Natalia sees that crate of Molotovs, her eyebrow raises and she says, makes a motion over to Terrence and Tyler.
This person's like, oh, there'll be a chance to use that. She walks in. She like opens the fridge. She like, beer? Water?
She like, do you have any soda?
We got milk.
I'll have a milk.
There's some milk. I hope
get a beer.
Whole milk's okay.
I'll get a beer.
You know, throwing around.
Who are you? Who are you guys?
We haven't come up with a name yet, but we're really excited to, we're a cult, but we're kind of a cool cult, you know? We're here to, you know.
Well, that's very forward of you. Usually cults don't like the C word.
Very honest.
It's the future. It's the 80s. Let's not mince words. That's what we are. but I'm so glad you made it.
What do you believe in as a cult? What makes you culty? Why,
you guys
what's
have
going
pamphlets?
On?
The future. It holds up
your
beer.
Is there any sort
drinks.
Of weird sex stuff?
Yeah, the best cults do sex stuff.
We're not. You can leave if that's what you're into. Frankly,
no. That's
Tyler's
okay.
over.
Don't mind these.
Okay. Tyler's over Pretty at the good. Sink making skim milk. Like he's adding water to the milk.
It's simply too spicy.
It's way too strong.
Everybody stops. The guy cleaning his gun stops. The chess players, they just stop and like look at
well, he dilutes the milk.
There's like a guy playing a guitar and there's the pring, like as he stops. Like, and everyone
and then the slow
like,
trickle of water in the milk. Terrence is gonna like rub his temples and be like, oh, I'm sorry about these two. Well, mainly him. Tell us more about why you organized, why are you here? As Tyler spills some milk on his chin.
Like it's, wait, like you're it's drinking just, milk too?
No, Tyler just pours it.
No, Tyler.
Oh, Tyler. Well, we're here. I suspect you know, we have mutual friends. And, this might be kind of new to you, but we're very excited to move past this plane and ascend, you know. We're done with this. We're going on.
Have you done this before? And Tyler, like, he's like, you know, he kind of looks at these guys and is like, he really uneasy at Natalia and Terrence. He's like, have you done multiple recursions?
Well, we've had the whole consciousness swap back and forth. I mean, all of us have. I mean, we've seen things. Some of us remember things. Some of us remember too much. You just see a guy like staring blankly, cleaning his hair, just like at the wall. Don't offer any milk to him. I got a plan. I got a plan if you're willing to hear it. So we don't have a lot of time. You're still trying to destroy the Ark. Is that right?
Sure.
As opposed to...
We would like to investigate the Ark.
Okay. That's not what I was told, but sure. So here's what's going to happen. We kind of have a roadmap. We've been sent these signals from our friends. We know what's going to happen. In about 10 minutes, the Himbab is going to show up outside.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
So, the Molotov cocktails, I see you got a gun. She points at Terrence.
On that note, do you know anybody who knows how to fix guns real quick, seeing as though we only got 10 minutes?
Sure. She points to the guy that's just staring at the wall, cleaning his gun. You can hand it to him.
Terrence is going to go over and try and get that thing fixed.
He seems trustworthy.
Wait a second. But you said, like, the people sending you these messages, the people who talked to us, who are they? Can we trust them?
I like them.
Like, do you guys just hang out? Like what's the deal?
Listen, haven't you ever looked up at the stars and wondered what's out there? Then you see what's out there, and it's been here the whole time.
And he turns to the other two. He's like, this is the cult part. This is crazy. We found it.
I'm just ready to leave this place, man. It's lame. Get out of here, you know?
Yeah, it's a real fucking drag. And that's the reason you should...
This is hard to argue with, but more pressing matters. Ugh. You said the Imbaba is going to show up in 10 minutes? How do you know how to predict the Imbaba?
Well, they're our mutual friends. They know everything. I mean, they know to a T what's going to happen. Now, it's, then... It
turns over to Tyler. It's the aliens.
Wait, like legit aliens? Like little gray dudes?
What
not
are they called?
From
the
what I've
everlasting
seen.
Everlasting folk?
Wait, what have you seen?
Not at liberty to talk about that, sir.
Oh, God. Okay.
But what we're going to... Here's the plan. Here's the options, I guess. So, you said you want to investigate the Ark. Our buddies from up high told us that someone's going to have to learn how to operate the Ark, basically. And preferably it's going to be someone who... who's the most sane here? The most intelligent?
That's probably our physicist over there. The one in the lab coat.
Wait, you said two separate things.
Either way, it's probably her.
Well, you'll probably need both.
Okay.
What does this entail? What is the
job?
So
you're privy to this whole swapping of consciousness type thing. Follow me. She brings you down to the, you know, she'll open like the basement. She'll be like, Archie, they're here. You know, old riggedy basement. Go ahead.
Can Terrence legit try and get this thing fixed by the guy that's staring blankly at the
you'll
door?
You drop it off to this guy and...
He just like force guns it.
Hey, buddy.
Like, you do.
ever seen one of these before? It's just, like, totally catatonic.
He just takes it silently.
And starts fixing it.
Takes it silently. Starts looking at it.
Beautiful.
And we will see if he fixes it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then he'll join downstairs. Also, I don't know if you guys, you're just doing Molotovs, but I think we need some electricity. You say you know what you're doing, but pro tip, if anybody's got some electricity lying around, that'd be swell. Molotovs, not so much.
Yeah, we don't you have got any whole of stat block, but we know for sure.
Well, electric Molotovs, sure. Anyone?
Vulnerability to electricity.
Or lightning damage? I don't know what your nomenclature is here.
Maybe we can rig something up. Lightning, do you know which door he's coming through? That might be helpful. But I digress. Let's go into this basement.
Yeah, we'll he's coming through the front door, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, we'll get some electricity up there later. Good.
Yeah. 8 minutes now. All right,
wait, let's see exactly where he is. Why can't you just like drop an anvil on him or something?
Let's go. 8 minutes, people.
Do you have an anvil,
show
sir?
Start.
Do you have an anvil? Do you know how much they cost?
They're also not electrified.
Okay, I don't know where this hostility is coming from. Okay,
Terrence like pushes Tyler through the door. Let's go.
Okay, let's go talk to Archie.
Spills his milk all over his shirt.
You get down there, it's very dingy basement. You see a very similar setup to this weird computer you saw in the bank, but it's massive. There is, you know, gears turning. It's like it feels like 10 feet tall with a lot of different things covered up by like quilts and stuff like that. And you see this old frail man eating like a cheese sandwich. she's like Archie, not
a grilled cheese, just straight cheese. Cold cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, this is the '80s, man. These are some depression people. Like, they grew up with this shit, you know.
Okay, it's either a toaster or another carton of beer, so they chose the beer.
Okay.
She says, they're here, kind of like whispering very slowly. So Archie here is going to do his thing. This is the Iotic Alien Transferable Thingy-Majig. Basically, Archie is special. And we will are going to, whoever volunteers is going to be transfer their consciousness beyond this realm and understand how to take care of this vault, so I'm told.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Ark, sorry, not vault.
Okay, and I will reiterate, you said two separate things. You said the most sane and the most smart. Our smartest person is hands down not the sanest one. And our sanest ones, I don't think, are the smartest.
Tyler, I'm going to be real with you. You're overthinking this, buddy.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, you know, this is not the time for careful consideration. This
we
is
need
the time
act.
For action.
It's weird.
Are you in, or is it you, Natalia?
I've actually done this, but you know, you could, you understand. You've had this. I think we've had similar situations when this whole consciousness swap thing happens. It's a little intense. I mean, it took me years to come to terms with the reality that we're an insignificant blip in the middle of nowhere, and nothing matters.
What is the purpose of the device? What do we gain by using it?
I'll be straight up. Natalia, was that Natalia? I'll be honest. We are here just to facilitate you guys. You're passing through. After this, we have been guaranteed to ascend and go beyond these mortal vessels. This is the last trial for us, and we're going to do everything we can to help you, but ultimately that's up to you. I don't even know what this arc is. I just know Archie can get you the details. Send your consciousness to be able to operate this arc, and then use the IOTA transferable alien thing to... I'll be honest, it's like a teleporter. Teleport you to this pocket dimension where the arc is.
Okay.
side huddle.
one second.
What are we thinking?
5 minutes. Starts whistling, tapping my foot.
I think we don't have time to think.
I think one of us has to do this. The question is who is best to operate a trans-dimensional iotic?
Jesus. So Terrence, he's like got his beer, he just smashes it in the ground. While you two are talking, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to do something about that motherfucker who is about to kill us. You enjoy all of this downstairs in the basement. I'll be back in a little bit. He's like done. He's done talking. He wants to go prep upstairs.
And Natalia's just like, oh, that is so considerate. Thank you. Thank you, Terrence. Now, Tyler, have you heard of a little thing called Chernobyl?
Not yet.
You will. And
I want to be clear. Maybe I was to you. I know this is a little 4 minutes. So what's going to happen is whoever has volunteered, I guess Terrence is out. That leaves you two, which I'm sure you'll do great. I have the utmost confidence. Your consciousness will be transferred to another space and time where you'll observe how to operate this arc, whatever it is, through some trial and error. And then after that, Archie will use the iotical spatial transferable alien thing to teleport all three of you to this pocket dimension where it is held, and you can execute your mission. 3 minutes.
Natalia lights up a cigarette. She's like, how do we start?
Who wants to...
I'll do it.
Oh, okay, Natalia. Okay.
You're in the best hands. Archie, this is your woman. And she's like, he's about to show up. Tyler, you mind helping us up top with the, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm real handy in a fight. He drinks his skim milk with a shaky hand.
You go upstairs. Terrence, make a roll. You see this guy operating on it. You have maybe new insight what was missing from your... What did you dub this crossbow?
The janky electro gear bow. I think there was a cooler janky name. Electro gear. That doesn't through. Seem right.
There you go.
V1.
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 That is a fumble on computer science. Wait, that's not right, but I guess we'll have to take that
roll. Yeah, don't roll computer science. Roll, yeah.
Sorry, I was aiming for... electrical and microelectronics, but I couldn't hit the... Oh, there it is. You got to switch it up. Electrician and mechanical or microelectronics? Which one?
Mechanical.
That's a failure. 58 over 30.
Shame.
You just don't know. And
he didn't fix it.
He did not fix it, no.
Oh, God.
It looks really shiny now. He's just really good. He's not actually good at making guns. He's just good at cleaning guns.
It's got like chrome.
Very okay. Clean.
While Terrence was up here, could he have somehow helped get this door booby-trapped? That's what he's aiming to do in as quick a time as possible.
Sure. Downstairs. Tell me what you want to do. Tyler, you're more than welcome to help. This girl's like, all right, everybody ready? He gets Molotovs coming to the window. You know, the guy puts up his light machine gun to the window. Jesus, the other two guys, the bloodbath. The schoolboy and the punk guy, they have like little pistols. They cock them. They're getting against the wall, you know, looking over the window. Let me know what y'all want to do, if y'all want to prepare. Natalia, this old guy, he comes to you. He's just mumbling stuff. He looks over you. Pulls like an IV bag full of strangely colored stuff. He takes your arm. He pokes you with the needle. He lays you back in a seat. He also has, what do you call the little, like, electrodes?
Yeah.
Connects those to your brain. He moves over to this giant machine. And he, like, pulls one of the covers off. Like, it's like halfway covered and halfway not covered. He pulls off one of these covers, and it's a jar just like that cat brain you saw in blue liquid.
Okay.
But it's huge. Okay. The brain is bigger. Okay. Bigger than
a human.
Human head.
Oh, yeah. Oh great. Okay. Okay. Oh, good.
He is just breathing hard. What is Natalia doing?
Does he have a weird smile on his face while he's doing that?
He starts to smile.
Did you have to make him breathe hard?
He's not just breathing hard.
Is Natalia thinking of anything? Preparing for what? What does she think? Basically, you think you're about to go through something pretty intense.
That's interesting. I mean, there is no way mechanically to bolster yourself or something like this, right?
Maybe there is.
I don't think this.
What's your argument?
I have a great argument, and it is therefore so in so much as. Such as in
concordantly
in concordance with.
Now you're spending more time on this than actually thinking.
As previously established.
All right. I want you to roll for Sandy. No. Okay. Think about it. All right. What are y'all doing? No. Are y'all doing anything to booby trap?
Tyler is following Terrence's lead.
Okay. Terrence is going to look at this. He's going to beat Tyler. Like, Tyler, this is some amateur bullshit. I don't think these people are getting out of here. I think we just need to follow Natalia downstairs. This is a one-way ticket to dead town, if you know what I'm saying.
Should we just, like, cover the basement door and protect Natalia?
We should cover ourselves.
All right. Fuck these guys. And they're cultists.
You know what this looks like? This is a cleanup waiting to happen. And I don't want to clean up.
You hear a clanky car coming down the street. It's the sob of that dude that ran the gun store.
No.
And what gets out is less than the Himbaba. Half its face missing, bleeding. It's got like different clothes on. It's got like big cargo shorts and like an MTV black shirt on. Jeez. And it's holding a fucking rifle like 30-06 and gets out of the car.
Downstairs.
The woman's like, she's like, where are y'all going?
And you're downstairs, Tyler, downstairs. Go. Lock it up.
You guys got this. We've got the rear by.
You hear one of the guys say, holy shit. Bow, 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 bow. They start unloading as y'all run towards the basement.
All right, we are covering. Yeah, Tyler is covering. He's following Terrence's lead, hands
pretty
down.
Much call shots from the bottom with cover, trying to just protect what's
y'all
happening.
Y'all just like it's like a the basement has like a normal door, but it, like stairs going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like there's no wall on this like side of the stairs, so you can clearly see this like machine. You can see that Natalia is now hooked up, and as you, I guess you go down there and close the door, Natalia. You see Natalia. He has, like, a keyboard in front of him, this Archie guy, and he presses a button. Boom! Her body, like, jolts up. And you are shot, Natalia, out of your body. It's, like, fucking, like, a Doctor Strange-type thing on acid times 10.
Okay. Just, shoo,
shoo, shoo, like, lights of circles, like, coming past you super fast. And as this, like, thing from this bag goes into your veins...
Figure it's just pure remember liquid.
It's like, I just imagine it's like that. It's like the intro, like the intro thing from Rick and Morty. Like all of the shit, like going past him.
Yeah.
Yes. I've never seen that, but song, that's what I imagine. Yeah. Let's see. Roll a power roll, Natalia.
You got it.
You had to enumerate power.
That's 65 over 60. That's a failure.
Okay. Which is good. You're transferred out of your body and you've lost all, you're like in this floating kind of situation, similar to like when you were in this, like when that person was, that doctor or whoever it was in the flashback explaining time, you're like weightless.
Totally.
And it's almost like a simulation. Like you can see, it's like you're getting like dope. Like it feels like your body chemistry is just changing. It's like a simulation in front of you. And you see this strange machine in this strange room. You see Dr. Gill and this other person, an elderly Asian man, like working on this device. Roll a intelligence roll. And you're going to want to...
Success. What?
You want to
fail it?
Yeah. You're going to want to fail this.
Damn it. You sadistic, you're in this weird,
you know, space. You're like hovering around them. It's like Doctor Strange. You hear them fucking talk about weird shit.
Okay. Can I make a case for myself?
Sure.
For real this time.
Okay.
Due to her upbringing, due to her childhood, this kind of shit she has been subjected to before, so she might have some resistance to it.
What, the unnatural, or what are you talking about?
Exactly this type of thing, like experimentation of like unnatural variety. We don't have to. Just put it out there. Just put it out there.
Maybe. You'll get advanced. Maybe. You hear them talk about an advanced... You hear him talk about, like, Gil talk about the advanced use of Doa Hana formula. You see, like, them, like, sketching down languages that are, like, weird. And it's, like, you're, like, coming in and out, but you don't... You understand a little too much. Roll for sanity.
Okay, that's the you want to fail piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're too smart, you know what's going on.
Yeah, figure. Success, 19 under 30.
Ooh. Cool.
You just take one.
All right.
Back to you guys. As soon as you close the door, bam, bam, bam. Boo, boo. You know, the light machine gun's going off upstairs. Let me make some rolls.
This, what is that, God, what is that? What is that movie? There's some movie where there's like a soldier who's like commenting on like a firefight where he's like, oh, that's not good. Oh, that's definitely not good. Like as like things are aliens. Slowly getting worse. Is that Aliens?
No, that's not Aliens. What is that? That's gonna bug me.
That's what I'm imagining. Is like Tyler is like listening to the door or maybe watching through the crack of the door, and it's like, and at first everything looks like, oh yeah, we're definitely gonna kill him, and then I imagine the Himbaba is just sweeping the floor with these guys.
You hear guns go off. It's hard to discern what's going on. You definitely hear someone yell out in pain upstairs. Are y'all doing anything? Brace the door. You just see, like, this Archie guy. He's just, like, going a million miles an hour on this, like, computer. Like, he's just typing up, and you see just, like, this big, like, weird, like, pumps. As like shit's being pumped into Natalia.
Oh fuck.
Tyler, get ready. Do you have? What do you have, man? What do you have on you?
This is an excellent question. Tyler does not have anything besides he has his. He has a taser. you know? So he's okay.
You're gonna get in close to that behemoth. I love this plan.
He's just gonna be here. He's gonna be like, if we can tase him, then maybe we can do something. This is what Tyler's gonna do. Tyler's gonna turn to the old man. He's like, can we do anything? Is there anything we can do? Like, he wants to ask him if
he can
help.
He just, like, turns behind you as he's, like, typing fiercely, and his eyes are rolled back in his head and
it's
pure white.
Oh, no. Holy shit.
And he doesn't say anything.
That's amazing.
Tyler, dude, maybe let him do his work.
Never mind.
Is there anything in the room? Like, is there anything around that we can see that we might be able to use?
Roll, luck, roll.
Okay. Oof. I did an alertness. I got a success.
Okay, sure. You see some... There's, like, chunks of scrap metal that you think you could bar the door with.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's bar the door. It'll buy some time.
Like, rods that have been cut
brooms.
Off.
Like, debris. Like,
lots of brooms.
Yeah.
We need brooms. Lots of brooms.
We just take a chair and put it under the doorknob. There we go. Yeah. That'll
on
do
the
it.
Basement. Okay, we got that.
You brace.
Let's find some cover.
The door. And yeah. I guess you can find some
prep
cover.
This janky bow. He, like, reloads it. He adds his two ball bearings, like, connects the wire to them. It kind of slots in. And then
it looks really good.
Sniffs it. He's like, oh, that guy did a great job. And he flicks the switch and makes, like, a
immaculate
noise.
Oh, like a high pitched, like high frequency squeal. Yeah.
Natalia, it's okay. You can go back. You can change. You can look at this situation again. You're shot back into your body. He looks at Archie's eyes roll back down. He looks at you. Starts typing fiercely again. Your body is shot back out.
You're just getting thrown back in.
Oh, Lord.
Same situation. You're in the same room. This weird... It basically looks like a mad scientist laboratory. They utter the same words. This talking about this Doa Hana-like formula. And they're... What's written down in his notebook is being, you know... scribbled the exact same way. Roll an intelligence roll. Failure.
Like a failure this time. A 95 over 65.
This doesn't make sense. But it's okay. There's something in it. It's not supposed to make sense. You understand a little bit. You understand what they're typing in. You see him type in coordinates to activate the arc. Feel like you're grasping the unnatural.
Okay.
How much sanity did you lose the first time?
I only took 1 point last time.
Add 1 point to unnatural in your stats.
Oh.
That's rare.
That is rare.
And I have a one in unnatural. That's not possible for me to succeed the roll. That's huge.
All right, back to you guys. Let me make some more rolls.
I'm sure you've been rolling furiously to see how much damage the Humbaba's been taking from Molotovs.
And Archie's eyes are rolled back in his head again, right? Like, he's just like, he's fucking rocking and rolling.
You hear more gunshots fire off. You hear, it's just chaos outside. You can't discern. You hear someone running towards the door. Do-do-do-do. Help! Like, trying to bang on the door and trying to get into the basement.
Yeah, it very quickly cuts off and the blood starts spreading out under
leaking
the door.
Under the door.
Yeah. Anything else y'all want to do besides sit and cover?
I mean, we are, like, I think mechanically, if it's necessary, like, we are preparing. We're, like, taking aim. We're preparing. We're doing all the things. Like, if this door opens, we are the last line of defense for Natalia as she goes on this vision quest.
Right.
Can we see what we need to turn and get to? Is there any sense of what's got to happen?
There is a strange metal box in the room. It looks like a room makeshift room that was added on to the room, but it's just like all metal, like in one of the corners of the room.
Okay. Terrence will clock that. Be like, Tyler, that's that's where we're going, probably. Let's get near. So probably try and move the cover there and get ready for Natalia to spring into action and get us there.
Yeah, Tyler wipes off his milk mustache. Whatever you say, Terrence.
Anything else we can see in the room? Anything we can do?
It's just a makeshift of, like, fucking, you know, it's just, like, this weird futuristic machine. And Natalia's sitting there
I love the idea that every few seconds Natalia opens her eyes and goes, no, don't send me back. And then just, like, right back.
You're projected back into the room. You hear all this shit going on. You hear, like, gunfire. You see Terrence and Tyler taking cover down there now. And this Archie guy turns to you. And he's like, good. Tights again.
Right.
Imagine.
Boom.
As he says good, she, like, just takes a huge drag of her cig and just, like,
good. Again.
Fortifies herself.
I know Kung Fu. Boom. Projected again. Same thing. Circles. Boom, boom. Lights. Beams of light flashing towards you. But this is a different scene. You're like in this like a cell like you were before in the acid vision quest. And there's these metal tablets with writing in front of you, and you're like just clicking behind you. And you start looking at these tablets. It's half weird languages, but half like actual like English writing. And it's like a series of numbers written in string. Roll Sandy.
Okay. That is a fumble. 66 over 29.
I'm sure that's
what
not
is.
Oh, brother.
What is the mechanic for fumbling?
You take the max amount possible for that hit, which is probably like two.
Yeah.
You know.
It's nothing but a couple of equations.
Can you do half points in DG?
Yeah, half points, and you round down.
Sure.
All right. Roll a d12.
Oh.
Oh, you get the max point. You get the max. Okay, sorry. Deduce 12.
You. That's just cruel, man.
That's heavy. That's the rules.
Let's see.
I'm guessing you deflect some of that.
On to Tyler, because that's your only bond.
Have to, but even if... Here's the thing. Wow. I'm 5 points away from a breaking point, so even if I do deflect, I don't think it's mechanically possible to avoid the breaking point, right?
Nope.
Yeah, we don't know what happens when you break in this circumstance either. So just because of stuff that's going on, we don't know what Brad has going on behind the screen. So it's your call, man. You do what you want to do.
I'm going to deflect on Tyler, and I think I'm going to do so by like violently projectile vomiting all over him as she's going through this. Like, I imagine she's in two places at once, right? Like maybe she's still in the basement with them.
Sure. Yeah.
So yeah, she just starts convulsing and sweating, and just like Tyler gets a face full of.
It's pretty much like it's like The Exorcist. The head starts twitching, vomit everywhere, and that's why she hates him now. run the willpower.
Yeah, willpower, so roll D4.
Dude, this is. Roll power. Success on the power, and then I'll roll a d4 to see how much I can deflect.
Correct. And then you also reduce that much from your willpower.
Okay, two. I'll take it. That leaves us with four. Mama didn't smell that bad.
Not that bad. Great. Yeah. He didn't take it personally.
Two from willpower. Is right. he a germaphobe?
So how many did you... How much did you...
Is the torturer a germaphobe?
How much did you subtract?
Two. Yeah, so sorry. I'd need to take 10 on the chin.
What does that put your sanity at?
That is going to put my sanity at a robust 19.
Ow.
God.
Okay.
Bless.
Wow.
And I got to get a new breaking point. Remind me once again, Joe.
Current breaking point minus your power.
19 minus
12. I don't think we've ever had a character this
That's
low.
That's a lot. It's a lot.
On sanity.
Seven?
It's a bad time to fumble.
Oh, man.
Alright, so you're at seven now.
Okay.
You'll
then
get...
Natalia is looking wild-eyed. Like...
Yeah.
We will...
Sorry, go
discuss
ahead.
Discuss the... Okay. I guess you get a new disorder, and we'll discuss that a little bit later.
Maybe it's not the time.
Yeah. Okay. Now roll intelligence. We're looking at these, like, metal tablets.
Bumbleways.
77.
Is that
over
good?
65.
That's maybe
it
the
is.
Best
it's
case.
Really good. Right.
It's really good.
It's really good.
So she's like in the zone.
Oh
like, yeah.
God.
Maybe she's
something
singing
about
one of her Russian childhood songs. Like, just like mumbling under her breath to herself, just like hazy eyed. You know.
Yeah. Something with maybe going breaking again. You understand. You're not supposed to understand that you got to let all your training go out the window. Something about it doesn't make sense, but you can control it, you think. You think you can not only understand how to self-destruct the arc, but you can also get out of the arc as well.
Wow,
oh, excellent.
If it comes to that, yeah.
Oh, so we don't have to die in it. Oh, good.
That's great.
Yeah. Now add 12 points to unnatural
wow.
in your stats.
That's
a lot
You're
of
crazy.
Unnatural.
You're fucking crazy, dude.
Meanwhile, like, this gunfight is happening, and then Natalia starts singing the songs, and then fucking Tyler starts humming along, like, na 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 na. And there's just Terrence, like, shaking his head. I'm gonna die down here. I'm gonna die down here with these idiots.
Don't be ridiculous, Terrence. You're gonna die with Archie, too.
You hear more gunfire back to the Terrence and Tyler, and you just see boom, like a fist knocked through one of the walls on the like right above, like where the slant to the stairs down, and come back out.
So he goes so
like,
much for
like
the bracing.
He's punched through someone, like
yeah. Blood comes through the cracks, the hole
oh,
in the wall.
God.
Just chaos upstairs, gunfire, screaming. Natalia, boom! You're back in your body. You come to the like mechanism that's like pumping shit into you stops, like comes to slow. Archie just looks at you guys. He's like, he points towards that big, black, box or metal box in the room.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Natalia, do you know what you need to do?
Do let me go, me go.
Do
let
me
go. She's singing the Russian equivalent of Yeller Girl from Lighthouse.
He's like, Tyler is like, he's like on you. Like, if you're up, he's like, he pulls that shit out of your arm. He's like, Natalia, come on, let's go. Let's go. You gotta drive this thing, I think.
Yeah. She's just like vacant, wide-eyed, like
vomit down
doesn't
her
resist
chin.
Him.
Like
vomit down her chin. Looking rough.
Yeah.
But doesn't resist Tyler, like if he directs her wherever, but she's not quite responsive, I don't think.
Terrence will go over to the guy who was driving the computer, and he'll hand him the bow. Say, you, get us some seconds. Aim this that way.
He takes the bow, and he, like, gets up. He's, like, very old, and he's, like, kind of pushing you towards this room, and it has, like, a door that opens, like a bolted door. He undoes the bolt, and he opens it, and it looks just like a metal room on the inside.
Like, is it, like, small? Like, just small enough for us to fit in there? It's, like...
Right. I mean, you could fit probably, like, five people, but it's, you know... Gunfire up there.
Doom, doom. The Humbaba to the Ark.
You start seeing, like, flames flicker through that hole in the door where the fist came through.
Ooh, excellent.
Okay. We gotta go, Natalia. Get
Natalia
it going.
Does feel, like, compelled to go into the room? Like, is this where the source of the hyper geometry is coming from?
This isn't what you've seen. Like, this device isn't the Ark device. You know this isn't the device. You saw it. You saw this older fellow and Dr. Gill working on the device. You know this isn't the device. This isn't
Archie's,
the room you're supposed to be in.
Archie's gonna send us. Archie's gonna do something.
She understands how the device works or how to operate it.
You think you can self-destruct the device, make time enfold in itself, and implode this pocket dimension? And you can also get out of there. And you don't know how.
I'm specifically talking about the metal room in front of us. Like, does she understand the function of it?
No.
I said the lady told us that Archie would do something else with us, so...
Yeah, she described this as the IOTA spatial transfer alien thing. And then she's like, it's basically a teleportation device.
It'll take us to where we need to go and deal with the Ark.
Yeah. I for some reason, I'm imagining, like, a hearing test booth. Like, you know, mm-hmm. It's, like, a little cramped and, like, has, like, the metal walls with little holes in them.
Right.
And, he, like, mm-hmm. like, Tyler is, like, he's, like, pushing Natalia towards it. He's like, come on, we gotta do whatever we're doing. Like, he is.
Yeah, she goes. She doesn't resist.
Closes the door behind you. It's, like, a little slit where you can, like, see out that's, like, got glass. You can kind of, like, see the room and the stairs and just, like, light flickering through that hole like flames.
Like, ash is starting to fall down from the ceiling.
Yeah, and you can, you know, you can kind of hear in here, but it's muffled. You know, not too long, like, a couple seconds pass, and you just hear this hum that gets louder and louder and louder and louder and boom. Guys, we're in a different room now. Concrete room. Very echoey, like ta ta ta. Every, like, move you make, if you step. And that's where we'll end this session.
Every move you make. Roll the credits.
The police.
I you know, and I thought that I thought things couldn't get wackier than shooting a cow with a giant, like, electrified bolo weapon.
Well, we got there.
Archie's got it now.
12 sanity points in one go, Brad.
That's dude. It. Yeah, that happens.
12.
You know, there are a few operations and a few situations where it's like there are times where, like, you are, like, especially toward the end of operations, where you are face to face with things that
yeah reverb was like 24 at the maximum. It's just insane with the hound,
right?
Shit,
for seeing the fucking hound.
Yeah. Being touched by it.
Well done, good Brad. Job Brad,
great fun.
That's really fun.
A lot of stuff going. I mean, it would have been 12 if you hadn't fumbled. It could have been as low as one.
So it's really your fault.
That's just math.
Yeah, it's your fault. So, man, excellent one. Thanks for joining us. If you're joining us live, Brad, you pretty confident that we're gonna finish this today?
I think so. I think so. Yeah. One more session left.
Right. Well, whether we go long or not, we'll deal with what we got to do. Good job, man. Like, it is very clear that you have written a lot of background stuff. Like, even like these crazy names for these machines and stuff like that. I love the
iotic alien transferable thingamajig.
Right. I love this technomancer that's down here. Yeah. like just going into a fugue state.
Yeah, that was awesome. Also, the punch through the wall. That was inspired.
Right. I just imagine that.
Punch through the person through the wall.
Right. Like, that's a kung fu into the. Kung pound to the fist style. chest punch.
Imminent danger.
Yes. Done. Yeah. Well, listen, if you were joining us live, thank you so much. If you want to get the episode, if you're listening later, you want to get the episodes a week early, you want to get Sandy Chat, go to the Patreon. It's wherever you're watching. Again, I do want to do a massive, massive shout out to, obviously, to KT for, again,
one and the only.
The one and the only, yeah. KT for, holy shit, giving us another incredible piece for our of character art. I love the movie poster style.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Just absolutely stellar. Thank you, KT. Absolutely incredible. I want to get her her stuff, her info in, so we can link her appropriately. But like I said, you want to get the stuff a week early. His over Patreon. We really appreciate it. It makes this work. I am really interested now to see what Brad had mentioned, because someone over on Reddit had, I think it was Electric Manette. Oh, Electric Manette's here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Brad.
What's up, Electric?
I commented on your post.
Yeah, apparently we'll probably talk about that. Apparently you were spot on with your guess on kind of what was going on. So, good job. Yeah. Yeah. So, we will catch you guys. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go as long as it takes to do this next one.
Likely the finale.
Mm. Yeah, likely the finale. Brad, excellent job, as always.
Thank you all.
Yep, great job, dude.
By the way, like the 10 minutes, 9 minutes, 8 minutes, like, is that you, like...
That was stressful. Get going.
I wouldn't necessarily try to push the session along.
No, it was great. It was good.
Trying to be in the moment what this
right.
person would do.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, like I said, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll get right back into it. Brad, you want to take us out?
Stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.